Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Last Friday we spoke about this. How's the last week been going? Because the stats say we're not faring too well in the Burnie area, are we? 30% of all job seekers in Burnie are over the age of 45.
That's correct, yes. So we've got this program running through the government's Try, Test and Learn funding scheme to try and help those job seekers get back into the workforce in one way or another, whether it be a work placement, and to help the employers understand the benefits of having someone mature.
Burnie businesses can take up the job seeker age 45 and over for 4 weeks and up to 25 hours a week at no cost to their business. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. We've managed to just finishing the paperwork on our very first placement.
Oh, good work.
That's quite exciting. Yeah, so that job seeker is going to get 4 weeks of getting up, going to work, or probably 3 days a week. But, and the benefit of introduced to new people and new contacts, and hopefully something will come out of that for her.
Okay, and you've got 50 placements in 50 days going at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We are struggling to get the job seekers to come back out of the woodwork, I think, after COVID and isolation. They're all cozily snuggled up at home, but it's like, you know, it's time to come back and we'll get this economy going again. So I'm hoping to organise a bit of a workshop forum in 3 to 4 weeks. I haven't got an exact date yet, but we're going to look at having something for job seekers one afternoon where they can come along, and we're going to do some practical skills like how to attach a resume in Seek, how to download your MyGov app, apps to use, and that type of thing. We'll have some talk there on health and wellbeing, and yeah, so that's going to be like a fun afternoon. Some giveaways, and especially the biggest giveaway is our skills.
So this is all part of the Try, Test and Learn federal government fund and the Building Bridges program, where you come in there wanting to achieve that 50 placements in 50 days. That ends on December 7. So those that are listening this morning that have got a business, why should we take on a mature job seeker, one that's 45 and above, Kim?
So many reasons. Besides the often they're more reliable. I say to some people that they'll kind of say to me, but my workforce is already aging, you know, why do I want somebody older? And I will say, you might get somebody at 45 that will actually give you 20 good years.
Yeah.
You might go for somebody younger, but, you know, they might get a better offer. And so there's pros and cons for both, absolutely. But the mature age, and like we say, mature age people can help mentor the young ones, and then vice versa. The young ones can mentor them in different skills. It's just a good balance for a workplace.
Nice balance, good domino effect, and you've got all the life experiences too, haven't you? Your reliability, a lot of knowledge up there, and also maturity and a strong work ethic too. So there's plenty of positives, Kim. Now, if a business doesn't keep the job seeker on, they would have benefited from all these experiences too.
Yes, that's right. It's a win-win for both. The business, if they have that job there but they're not quite ready to make the commitment to put somebody on, they can take someone in a work placement and try them, so they get to try before they buy. That person might not work out, and then I say to the job seeker, but you don't know if a month down the track they have another position that comes up that they think you would be suitable for, and they may contact you. So it's all about just getting in there and getting known.
And if they do keep them on, the business may be eligible for a wage subsidy.
Does take them on, keeps them, they can be eligible for a wage subsidy, and that can be up to $10,000 from the government toward their wage. So it's a scheme that I feel like is kind of, for me, it's easy to sell because nobody loses.
It's a win-win situation. And let's hope we can crack into that 30%, the job seekers in the Burnie area that are over 45. So let's get that down a little bit. And it's a good start, isn't it, over the last 5 days. And when we catch up with you next Friday, we'll see what the outcome is 2 weeks in.
Exactly. Hopefully we'll have another handful in jobs.
And we can contact you at the Burnie City Council for further details, can't we?
Probably the easiest way is jump on our website or yours.
And that's the Building Bridges Employment Initiative at the moment, which is targeting job seekers 45 and above. Good on you, Kim. Thanks very much for your time this morning on 7 PM Breakfast. We'll catch up with you next Friday after 8.
Very